Hi guys, thanks for tuning in for our second edition of this Audio Boo podcast from our Twitter account. I'm going to do a quick summary of Tuesday night's defeat versus Crusaders and a quick look ahead to the Portadown down game at the weekend. I'll start off with Tuesday night's defeat versus the Crews. Linfield started the game really slowly and it was Crusaders who looked the more dangerous, and they were only denied a goal by an absolute wonderful save by Alan Blaney, who denied Gary McCutcheon. Things started to go bad for Linfield when Peter Thompson was taken off with a hamstring injury with around 20 minutes. Hopefully it's not too serious and he'll be okay for Saturday. Linfield didn't really create anything in the first half. A few half chances here and there, but nothing too serious. The Crews came out in the second half just as they did in the first and were awarded a penalty within the first 30 seconds of the restart. A silly challenge from Robert Garrett on Heatley, and Raymond Krangle made the easiest decision of the night to award the penalty. Gary McCutcheon stood up and sent Alan Blaney the wrong way. After that though, Linfield did start to play a bit. Gary Brown and Billy Joe Burns both came close before Mark McAllister sent an absolute unstoppable shot into the top corner from around 25 yards, this coming after around 51st minute. Linfield were architects their own downfall though after this, giving the ball away, and Gary McCutcheon found Declan Cadell, who slotted the ball past Alan Blaney from 4 yards to make it 2-1. Again, after this, Linfield created some half chances, but didn't really look like it in the second. So all in all, it was a disappointing night. Personally, my man of the match from tonight's game, Linfield's side, would go to Jamie Mulgrew, who never stopped running all night, and never really got stopped getting fouled all night. I would honestly say he's possibly the most fouled player in the whole of the Irish League. Although, all over, I think the man of the match would have to go to Gary McCutcheon, who was the centre of every single Crusaders attack. Looking forward now to Portadown's game on Saturday. Just a wee quick reminder that tickets are still on sale for the MET stand and the Armagh Road stand, from both superstores. Again, that's all I've got tonight, so thanks for tuning in, and remember, we do welcome all feedback, so please do get in touch if you have any. Again, thanks very much. Goodbye.